Sri Lanka, anti-trafficking and abuse. This page is read to you by AI with regionally appropriate accents where possible. As many as 1 million Sri Lankan children are left motherless every year, as poverty and lack of opportunity force women overseas to work as migrant housemaids in the Middle East. The migrant housemaid industry sends impoverished Sri Lankan women to work in rich households in countries including Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. However, the industry is completely unregulated. As many as 60% of women report abuse at the hands of employers, with no recourse to legal protection. 20-hour days are common, along with beatings, rape, false imprisonment, starvation, and a failure to pay wages. Many women are effectively being trafficked into modern slavery. To make matters worse, children left motherless in Sri Lanka are often at the mercy of relatives and friends who may abuse and exploit them. They may be sent out to work, drop out of school, become caregivers for siblings, or even be raped, pimped, or trafficked themselves. "It's bad to go and bad to stay," says Kashini, a former migrant housemaid. "It's all about poverty." Even if you know the risks, large signing on bonuses of up to $2,000 make it very tempting to go. How can we stop a woman working as a migrant housemaid? Global Care's partners are giving impoverished Sri Lankan women an alternative. Their goal is to equip women to find work in Sri Lanka. Then they can stay safe and keep their children safe. They want to prevent the trauma of women risking modern slavery in the migrant's housemaid industry and the trauma experienced by their motherless children. Our partners have established a new network of women's groups to protect women through empowering them with employability and enterprise skills and training, raise awareness of domestic violence, abuse and modern slavery in the migrant housemaid industry, and strengthen the stand of the community against these abuses and help women work together to challenge the status quo. In turn, all this activity will protect children. The initiative will help up to 550 women and their children in locations around Colombo and in the north. Many trafficked women originate from the Tamil north, still impoverished by the long aftermath of civil war. The team is establishing community-based organizations in all locations, run by women. These will enable networking, safeguard women and children, and support victims of abuse.
Roshina's story. Roshina left her home and children in Sri Lanka to work as a migrant housemaid in the Middle East. She knew no other way of earning the money her family needed for a better life. But she suffered terrible abuse in Saudi, and back in Sri Lanka, her children struggled without her. When she returned home at the end of her 2-year contract, all the money she'd sent was gone, and she was battered and broken. Her husband had found another woman, and her children were traumatized and angry. Roshina's story is far from unusual. The migrant housemaid industry is Sri Lanka's third largest foreign income earner, after the garment and tea-picking industries. Up to 1 in 5 families currently have a mother working overseas.
Break the cycle of trauma for a migrant housemaid and family. For years, we've helped marginalised children through Morningstar Care Centre and our child sponsorship programme, says John White, Global Care's CEO. Many of them have been badly affected by their mother leaving to work in the Middle East. Often our partners are the ones who pick up the pieces. This project offers an opportunity to intervene in this cycle at an earlier stage. With support, women can earn the income they need without all the risks of leaving the country. This prevents the trauma a child may experience when their mother leaves and increases the protective factors in their life. And so we protect both women and children, helping to create a happier, more stable society. How can I help? If you'd like to help tackle modern-day slavery and its widespread impacts on families in Sri Lanka, please donate to this project on our website.